Phil Henry pre-show here for Wednesday, and today is Classic Wednesday, and that means, and it's not that we're going to do Classic Wednesday every single solitary Wednesday, but I believe one of the things you have to do to promote your business is to give people a sample. So, and we haven't done this in a long time, and we rarely do it, but we're going to give people a sample of the show today, and we're going to go back and feature a classic hour. Now, what's you probably have noticed, and you're probably bored with it, but I don't know. I kind of like it. One of the things I've done is I've taken today's date, and I go back in time. Like, today is, well, the 26th. All right. So we go back to October 26th in any given year. And I've been kind of going in order. Yesterday we had 2004. So let's go to October 26th. And I can even give you guys a better look at words. That's fine. Well, that's not it. Wait a minute.
Words. And I've been saying everything.
All right, what am I doing? All right, so I can hear him. See, so October 26, 2005 puts us here Wednesday. And what was happening on that day? Aha! Jay Santos is on to talk to Phil about how he stops teenage girls and asks them if they have bisexual tendencies. Listeners are outraged and offended by that. Jay would even drop to that level. Let me see something here. Oops. See if we can get a better look at it. Hour two, Raj Fanin is on with Phil tonight to talk about his recent trip to Disneyland. He went on the Jungle Cruise ride. He felt offended by the attendant's comments. Callers are outraged that he took the comments personal. Raj believes he speaks on behalf of all Arab Americans. Then Austin Amarca, hour three, is on with Phil discussing how his brother died in Hurricane Andrew. He feels Katrina was coming for him because Andrew took his brother. Callers are outraged and think Austin is stupid and is not using his brain. One caller is so upset that Austin is capitalizing on national disasters. I think that's the one, man. And here's the thing about that, and why you would say, well, why do you choose that hour, Phil? Because it's a very rarely used character, Austin Amarca. That last name. And I'm gonna do this on for real on the podcast. But the last name Amarca is a name that I got from our producer at the time, Jonah Weiland, when we were at KFI. I said, I'm looking for a name. I said we need a last name. He says, how about Amarca? I said what is that? He says, it's Swiss. He says, I have relatives, or no, he knew a family from Switzerland, last name Amarca. I said, that's pretty cool sounding name. So, and it also is bizarre as shit and funny. I think that Austin is Swiss. So that's hour three. And let's see. Yeah, so we'll hit the old downloader Ruski. And there it is, downloading there in the corner of the thing.
Words and all of the stuff and the things that they do. Words. Words, man. That's all I'm saying. What's wrong with that?
Shut up. Oh, that's the Doors. Never mind. Just kidding. Shut up, Jim. Oh, you have shut up for about 40 plus years. I saw something over the weekend watching Premier League football, the English League football. It was the 50th anniversary of some tragedy that happened, I believe it was Liberty Stadium in Swansea, maybe another stadium, where another 100 and some odd people died, most of them children. Unfucking believable. And I was trying to think, what was that? I don't ever recall it. Was it a soccer game? My mouth is so fucking dry, I can't believe it. Okay. Download. So So this is what we'll do. We'll just play this off of the... And one of the things that I'm going to do is, because I noticed that we get a lot of fucking compression on stuff that we play back, is I'm going to take out the limiter on 7, keep it with the mic, but take it off of 7. And I suppose I should take it off of the master. You know? Hello, it's Phil. I noticed that's interesting. Okay.
See, that's heavy, man. I just noticed a thing like that. I just noticed something there. Hello.
Maybe I should keep the limiter on for the time being. Yeah, man. Oh, shit. All right. Testing one, two. All right. August 26th, 2005. Girl, don't you know my face falls to this pavement? Right.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what happened, man? God damn it. What happened? Oh, okay. Never mind. Never mind. I don't know what happened. Something failed me in a terrible manner. I was failed. Don't you understand? Failed. Flailed. I flailed and I was failed. Words. La da 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 da. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Oh, I dig. Now I dig. What? Okay. What's that? That's the net. Oh no, I'm looking at something here. Okay. So that's kind of what we're gonna do, and I'll give some background to the audience and let them groove on that thing, man. Now let me hear what it sounds like. That would only be proper. Because, good Lord. Where is it? There it is.
And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Right, now, you stated in an interview, Mr. Marca, that your brother Robert was killed in Hurricane Andrew. And, obviously, a great trauma.
Yeah, it was a great trauma. It was a terrible thing to lose Bobby. He was our youngest brother. My mother took it hard, and it gave me a good look at hurricanes and really what I think essentially is the evil. Hurricanes, you cannot tell me what benefit nature derives from a hurricane. We gain nothing from hurricanes. And I lost a family member in Hurricane Andrew.
Now, you're living in New Orleans, or you were living in New Orleans with your wife and two daughters?
My wife, Trudy, and our daughters are Isabel Ann and Deanna.
And what were you doing down there? You were working?
Yes, sir. I worked as a longshoreman for a packing firm, and then I was
at
the Port of New Orleans for a while.
I like it, man. I like it. Good audio. It's going to sound a little bit different. I'm not processing that audio at all, man. The only thing I did do is I just put a little low end on it because it sounded really high. I just put just a tad of low end on it using EQ, but I have the limiters turned off, the gates turned off, the limiter on the master is on, which I got to remember to turn that off before I roll it. So I turn that off now. Okay, I've turned the limiter off now on the master. And I noticed that, let's see. Hello. Hi, it's Phil.
Words. The da-da-da-da-do.
Hi. I'm high.
I'm free to do what I want any old time.
Hi. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. It might sound kind of squirreled out. If I do this. So love me. Hold me. I don't know. I'll just try and do it. I'll try to be the best man I can be here on this. Oh, look, there's the ocean's gone. Excuse me. Ah, now we're outdoors. Oh, this motherfucker. Oh, this guy. I love this guy. I love this guy. He's such an idiot. Such a fucking idiot. He wouldn't bomb the shit out of anything.
Bomb those suckers. And that's right. I blow up the pipes. I blow up the reef. I blow up every single inch. There would be nothing.
He would be Saddam Hussein, in other words.
In the same speech, General, where he said, I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
Well, I think he confirmed it. That he doesn't know more about ISIS than the generals do. You know, the whole idea of carpet bombing.
Anyway, all right. I'm going to the old boot tournament in a couple weeks, whenever the fuck it is. And these are guys I've known my whole life. And we all grew up out in eastern L.A. County, out in an older part of L.A. County, settled by Midwesterners, settled by ranchers and farmers and shit. And now it's all suburbia. It's all, but it's they're conservative folk. You know, the guys we grew up. Now, it's very much an Asian-Pacific, Asian-American area. Lots and lots of Asian folks. And I would, you know, regular sort of mix of Anglos and Hispanic people, too. But when we grew up, it was primarily a Anglo community, and it was real conservative. Now, I grew up a little more liberal than most of them. I think, I don't know why. It may have been that my father, even though he was a conservative Republican, he had a lot of very liberal social ideas. I think he was, you know, very much in line with, like, Barry Goldwater. Although Goldwater was a conservative, he was more open-minded on things like gay rights and shit. And anyway, my friend Don, he grew up poor. They didn't have shit. So I think that informed him and his thinking. But anyway, all these cats are so fucking arch-conservative. And we're going to be out there around the election, around election time. And he says, you wouldn't believe it, man. He's been going back and forth on emails with these cats. And they get real fucking intense. All right. I'm not going to do anything. I ain't going to say shit. I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to, you know, I'll try to deal with it with humor. You know, that's what I tell myself, and I never wind up doing that. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Let me just see. This is the thing here. Let me just see where my promo is. There's a promo. Is this it here? No, the commercials. God damn it, I fucked that. God. I fucked up that one of the, I fucked up one of the accounts. I didn't, yeah, here it is. This is a guinea pig. I fucked up one of the fucking accounts. I didn't, play the spots on the right day. Motherfuck. God damn it, that. And then they asked me about it today. I'm like, yeah, I got to admit I fucked up because I'm not used to doing traffic, and traffic is, you know, the ordering of commercials. We had somebody else doing it, and since we had this thing that happened in August, I took over figuring out traffic for the spots on the show, and obviously I screwed that one up. Okay, I think we're cool. I think we're groovy. I'll just sort of swing and, you know, I'll swing for the fences on this shit. And they'll see, you know, what people think, man. So, let's do it.
Hey, honey, guess what?
What?
Dr. Mrs. Guinea Pig Show is out
Wait, wrong. I just want to hear something here.
Hey, honey, guess what?
What?
Dr. Mrs. Guinea Pig Show is out every Tuesday on Podcast One. Isn't that exciting?
Let's try this. I think I need the limiter on the master. There it is there. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. All right. Here we go.